この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはトップ10カウントダウンです。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a top 10 countdown on Japan Top
10. Hello and welcome to another episode of Japan Top 10. This is episode 456, Japan Top 10 December 2022 countdown. My name is Lydia and with me today is...
Hi everybody, this is Tassie.
So it's a new month and we have some great new songs for you for December. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this month's countdown.
Okie dokie, before we start our episode, we have an announcement. Do you want to join our team? We're urgently looking for various staff members, including audio editors, content producers, and on-air hosts to join our podcast. Join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for details.
Did you participate in our annual listener survey? If so, check out our site at jtop10.jp/survey to find out what we are doing to ensure your feedback reflects the work we will be doing into the new year. Thanks for participating!
Yay! Well, without further ado, let's start our episode. We have a lot of songs that you guys might actually recognize from various animes. And starting at number 10... is Shikisai, Color by Yama.
Number 10. Chitto kibi o minogasanai de kitto to no sore rashiku suru no de kakari kiri ni naru n da kanshin wa mara boku ra shinju no kakera datte mukachi soko ni monogatari ga nakereba karakuri no naka de mo aru boku rai no sa
Yama is a J-pop singer and debuted in 2018.
She's also known for her soft yet powerful voice, and this was the ending theme for the season 2 of Spy Family. I think this is the first time I've ever seen Yama in a music video. I could be wrong, but like most of the time I like associate her with like illustrations and stuff. But then again, I haven't seen much of her music videos, so.
She always covers her eyes with that
mask?
Yeah, like that ceramic mask, which is pretty cool. And she always has the iconic blue hair too.
It kind of reminds me of like Vondi when he like doesn't show his face as well. I think that's like the new like direction of Japanese artists. They don't want to highlight their faces in songs now.
Yeah, it's also like it makes them more mysterious, and like you don't know the personality behind the artist, you just know the artist, which is kind of interesting.
I know that like with Vondi, he does it because, and also Otto as well, they do it just so it doesn't take away from their music. And I think it's like a very like good tactic to keep your privacy, and also
yeah there's no need to show your face these days, like you don't have to. But this song is amazing. It's very like, I feel like it's a very hard song to sing actually. Even though it sounds like pretty simple.
Oh, definitely. I feel like a lot of Yama songs are quite technical in singing.
But yeah, I think this is a perfect song for the Spy X Family Season 2 anime. Me and Tassie were talking earlier that we both haven't watched the second season yet, but we need to. You gotta jump on that ship because I know. It's like halfway done probably by now.
Well, we can just binge watch it after, right?
Right?
Yeah.
The next song is one of Tassie's favorite artists. Coming at number 9, we have 3636 by Aimyon, and it's going down 2 spots on the list.
Number 9.
Shit.
Aimyon is a Japanese singer and songwriter who was influenced by her grandmother and father. She made her indie debut with the single Anata Kaebo Junaika or Shine, a release available only at Tower Records, which entered the Oricon Indie's top 10 chart.
On December 31st, 2018, Aimyon made her first appearance on the 69th edition of NHK's Kohaku Uta Gassen, Japan's prestigious New Year Eve's music program, and performed her song Marigold.
She has a very soothing voice. I always appreciate hearing her voice every time a song is played.
It is. This song is very relaxing, and you just feel calm when you listen to it.
I think I think that's the beauty of Aimyon. She has this her music aesthetic, and also the way she sings, it just feels very warm when you listen to it. So that's what I really like about her.
That's so sweet. Is there a meaning behind the song 3636? Like,
I have no idea, actually.
San Roku?
I have no idea.
I'm just interested in that because, remember, like, 39 is like thank you, like, thank you.
Oh,
I don't know what 3636 means. I'll just be curious if any of the listeners know. They can leave us a comment and let us know.
Well, apparently, when I'm looking at the English lyrics translations, I think the 3636 is referring to a PIN code of something. So, yeah, it says, the number 5 delivery box locked up with a usual pin holds the memories of our time together. The delivery box won't open. I've closed it tightly and it won't open again easily.
Oh, wow. That's deep.
Yeah. So it's a pin number of some sorts. So I guess it's very significant towards her.
Oh.
But if not, probably it's a cultural significance I have no idea of. Yeah, if you guys have any idea, please let us know.
Yeah, we'll be interested. But I think you're right, Tassie. Like, the PIN number makes sense. 3636.
After this heartfelt song, we will now move on to our number 8 song of today's episode. New on our chart is Kaosu ga Kiwamaru, or Chaos Reaches Its Peak, by Unison Square Garden.
Number 8.
Go, let me hear. 橋爪距離悲劇を巡り素晴らしき重ねる錦織まだほど遠き削れる骨身通りを擦り切れてきたみたいだ誠実のボルテージは揺らぐ狂気の行方に興味はねえや振り抜け雑音に飲まれちゃう前に戻りたくなったなんて思っていたっけ何回目かの地獄慣れちゃえば超気持ち閉じかましてくれ見たことだらけでないほどドラマチックだヤバすぎんだろカオス極まる息もできないくらいこれのどこがありなどれの息が笑わせないでほしいのに君が通るほど洞窟のドームまだ助けないで
Unison Square Garden is a Japanese teen pop band consisting of Kosuke Sato on vocals and guitar, Tomoya Tabuchi on bass and backing vocals, and Tao Suzuki on drums.
In 2004, the band was formed and they took part of Teens Music Festival Musical Instrument Store Competition and won the Grand Prix finally.
Kaosu ga Kiwamaru is the opening for the new sports anime Blue Lock. I know, I've been reading the manga of this Blue Lock series.
Oh, do you like it?
It's very shonen. Like, you have your stereotypical protagonists, and all the characters are so OP. It's just like, what is going on?
Okay, so it's one of those sports animes where it's not actually, like, how would I say it? Like, it's not natural?
No, it's not realistic.
There you go, realistic. Not natural. But yeah, is it? Oh, okay. Because it's like, I enjoy sports anime when it's very realistic.
Yeah, like your high school, like they're trying hard, but sometimes they fail. And it's like, okay, that kind of feeling.
Yeah, I just, I don't like sports anime. Like I watched like say Kuroko no Basket, like Kuroko's Basket, and stuff like that, or Prince of Tennis. You know, like I still enjoy them, but there's something about like for me when a sports anime is a little bit too fantastical, it's just like they always have like a move that they're very like good at, but then it like with the animations, it makes it look like it was like they got their power from a god or something like that. And there's like, so that's how I think it's fun to watch it, but like,
It's definitely fun. Like it just adds a lot of drama and like extra level of like extraness to the show. Yeah, it's a different take. It's not like kind of a realistic take on soccer compared to some other shows. Like, what was that name? It was called Aoashi, I think. That was more of a realistic take on soccer. But I think it's great timing because the World Cup is now. So people might be interested in Blue Lock as well.
Also, speaking of Unison Square Garden, this song approach, I'm quite not used to. Because usually when I listen to Unison Garden, I always associate them to, for like more peppier songs. And in this sense, this is like more edgier, which I'm not really used to. But I like it though.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from. It's a bit, for me, the song is like, yes, it's a little bit chaotic. Like, there's a lot of music and instruments going on, which I guess fits the song name.
Yeah, it does fit the song name. Chaos reaches its peak.
It definitely feels like that. Let's move on to a song that's a little less chaotic, but nonetheless amazing. Coming at number 7, which moved down 2 spots in the list, is Shin Jidai, New Genesis by Ado.
Number 7. Shin Jidai wa kono mirai da sky juu zenbu kaete shimaeba kaete shimaeba.
New Genesis is the debut song of Uta, the main antagonist in One Piece Film Red, and the theme song of the movie One Piece Film Red. It was first released on June 8, 2022. The song is a collaboration between the singer Ado and the songwriter-producer Yasutaka Nakata.
Ado is a pseudonym of a Japanese singer who made her debut in 2020 at the age of 17 with the digital single titled Usewa.
In 2014, Ado took the interest in music after the video sharing website Nico Nico was released on Nintendo 3DS. She began watching videos on a small screen of Nintendo 3DS and was impressed by the cover singers on Nico Nico who sang without showing their faces. In 2017, she began singing as an internet cover singer on Nico Nico. I love this song. It never gets old for me.
I know. The way it opens, it's just like you can't stop. You gotta listen through the whole song.
Have you seen the 3D live of Uta?
No.
Oh, you should look at it then. It's
I will.
It's the 3D VTubing model. Would you call it a VTubing model? But it's a 3D model, and it's Uta singing and dancing to Shinjirai. It's great. Like,
oh my god,
I just like wonder like how in the world were they able to do that technology. Like, okay, I'm pretty sure from what it looks like in the video that she's actually dancing to it, and mm-hmm. It's an actual like VTubing model, but I could be wrong. It could be like an MD model, and they probably just put it over her singing and dancing. I don't know. We'll see.
I'm looking at it now, and it looks like, whoa, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, isn't it crazy how technology has...
Yeah, because like back in the day, when you think of Hatsune Miku, like, and then we're coming to this, mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yeah, because like Hatsune Miku is the synthesizer audio program, but then like they use MMD modeling to do all of that technology on stage. But with a VTubing model, there's like so much more layers to it because there's an actual person performing in the background while having like motion, probably cameras, monitoring their movement too. Probably someone who is like dictating its facial expressions too. Like, I don't know how it works, but it's awesome regardless.
Yeah. Like, especially since Ado is a person who doesn't reveal her face, mm-hmm. like no one knows what she looks like this kind of move where you can present yourself as someone different mm-hmm. and online is like perfect for her brand or like her artistry. There we go. Like in English.
But yeah, I know that this year she's doing a tour, her first tour in Japan. So I'm uh-huh. wondering whether like what her approach is going to be for the concerts.
Oh.
I don't know, like if she's gonna be showing, like maybe she's gonna show herself, but not uncover her face, or is she gonna do a VTubing model route? Like I'm
so interested.
I'm interested too. Yeah. Like, and it's her. Like I said, it's her first. It's her first concert, her first major debut in touring, actually, because I think she debuted right when COVID was happening, ish, or mm-hmm. was slowly happening. So that's why her concert has been delayed for a while too.
Yeah, and she's so young, and she's going on tour and like doing all these crazy things. It's just interesting to see how her tour is gonna go, like whether or not we're ever gonna see her face, or even if we don't, like how her tour is gonna happen. And
I know.
So many things.
Well, before we continue our episode, we have another announcement. Have you ever thought of advertising on our podcast? Well, you can market your brand onto the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcast, and it could potentially reach up to 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with the advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details on jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
We were talking earlier about tours, and you can't go on a tour and a concert without getting some souvenirs. Coming at number 6 is Souvenir by Bump of Chicken, and this has dropped from 4 spots on the list.
Number 6.
てしまったみたい。あくびの色した毎日を丸ごと映画のように変える。種と仕掛けに出会えたこと、仲良くなれない空の下、心はしまって書きかけて、そんな風にどうにか生きてきた。メロディーが重なった、小さったっていい、もちろんどんな明かりよりもちゃんと見つけられる目印が欲しかった。この目が選んだ景色に一つずつリボンかけて、お土産みたいに集めながら続くよ帰り道。季節が挨拶くれたよ、涙もちょっと拾ったよ。どこから話そう、あなたにもらったこの帰り道。
歩いて歩いて、時々なんか急いで、あなたに向かう道を。Oh oh 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 oh
oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh oh
Chicken is a Japanese alternative rock band from Sakura Shiba, Japan.
The members first met in kindergarten and were classmates throughout their primary and secondary education. Their first performance was in 1994 during their 9th grade cultural festival, playing a cover of the Beatles' version of Twist and Shout.
Souvenir was featured as the opening song for the 2022 anime adaptation of the manga Spy Family Season 2.
What a cute song.
I had no idea they met in kindergarten. That's crazy.
I think that is very rare.
Super rare.
Yeah. Like that you can create a career out of someone you've met when you're basically like 7-8 years old or something like that.
Oh, definitely. Like not many people can even have friendships dated back then unless it's like family, you know?
No, yeah. They have a really strong relationship, a strong bond.
Yeah, this even so, I think that the song in particularly fits the brand of Bump of Chicken, you know, mm-hmm. like the same chill J-rock vibe, you know?
Yeah, it's very poppy, bubbly, kind of like a happy song, I would say.
The last song I really enjoyed from Bump of Chicken is mm-hmm. their song that they did for Pokemon, Acacia, a few years ago. Oh. I think it was like from 20... I think it's probably 2018, I think, or 2019. I could be wrong, but...
Oh.
It's very chill. It's like it's for the anniversary, I believe, for Pokemon. And if you like Pokemon, and if you're like a Pokemon fan yourself, it's a very nostalgic slash super fan service for those who actually enjoyed the Pokemon franchise and games, because they feature all the other Pokemon protagonists that you could play in the past games too. And also the music video is like super colorful, and
oh wow,
and the animation is of course top notch, so I highly recommend it to you guys listening.
Speaking of great and amazing bands, we gotta give a shout out to the smaller indie artists. If you are an indie Japanese music artist and create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at nola@jtop10.jp along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast.
Okie dokie, let's go back to the episode. Our next song at number 5, moving down 4 spots on our list, is Grace by Fujikaze.
Number 5.
Hikatteru nani ga dekiru kana 外の世界にずっと探してた真実はいつもこの胸の中待たせてごめんいつもありがとう会いに行くよ一つになろう私に会えてよかったやっと自由になった涙も輝き始めたああ明日になればさよならああがない世界だ何があろうと
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Fujikaze is a Japanese singer-songwriter and musician under Universal Sigma.
Grace serves as the theme song for his collaboration with mobile courier company Docomo, Kaze Films' Docomo Future Project. The song was written to reflect the project's theme that everyone has talent.
The music video was shot in India in the state of Uttarakhand. The video has a joyous mood reflecting the song's lyrics of being thankful for the grace that we have in our lives.
Man, you really got me listening to more Fujikaze songs, Lydia.
Really? Oh my gosh, I'm so happy.
Also, the internet has been throwing more Fujikaze songs at me too. Especially the song, I forgot the name of it, but the melody goes...
Oh, Shino ga Iwa?
Yeah, it's stuck in my head. I've been like listening to it.
It's so catchy.
Shino ga Iwa.
I think like a lot of his songs are like on TikTok or like
definitely
something that got viral, but it's amazing. I think this song is like another catchy song that he's done. And his whole like brand or like what he wants to put out in the world is like be peaceful, help other people, don't take things for granted, and I think this song kind of conveys that message that he has of like just being grateful for what you have, being thankful for and appreciate what you have in your life, and the music video is very beautiful too.
So beautiful. It's very cinematic and very scenic, which I really like. Didn't you say that Fujikaze, or I could be wrong, but is he Japanese American or not?
He is fully Japanese, but he lived in New York for a bit. I think he wanted to be an artist, and so he was traveling around.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, like, I think he is fluent in English. And that's why he has like a lot of universal experience like traveling the world, and that kind of reflects in his music.
Is he also the one where he made a video when he was like way younger?
Yes. There's so many of those videos.
Okay, now I do remember. Okay.
Oh yeah, okay. You should go check them out if you haven't already. It's all on his official YouTube channel. Like, he started making covers on YouTube, and you can see him as a little kid all the way just playing the piano, and then he started singing. did some crazy covers that are kind of funny too, and then now he's a full-fledged artist and makes his own music.
Good for him. Honestly, yeah. Like, if you're able to, like, not many people can actually document their journey in music at mm-hmm. such a young age, and now that's such a blessing.
It is.
Well, Fujikaze's journey has been quite a blessing. At number 4 on a list, new as well, is Shukufuku, Blessing by YOASOBI.
Number 4.
YOASOBI is a Japanese music super duo formed by Sony Music Entertainment Japan, composed of Vocaloid producer Ayase and singer-songwriter Ikuta.
After going viral on social media, YOASOBI's 2019 debut single Yoru ni Kakeru gave them their breakthrough by reaching on top of the Billboard Japan Hot 100 for 6 non-consecutive weeks.
Shukufuku is the opening to the new 2022 anime Mobile Suit Gundam, The Witch from Mercury.
Man, I want to watch it. I heard great things. I've seen clips as well. And I think it's the first time in a while that Sunrise Studios has released a Gundam anime in a very long time. So...
Oh,
I'm
wow.
excited to dive in because I love Gundam. There's something with like, there's a lot of like anime studios, animation houses that make their own version of like robot animes, and no one does it better than than Sunrise, in my opinion.
I think so too. Like, this anime, there, it was breaking a lot of new barriers, just watching from the first episode, or the prologue, I think. It's pretty good, and this song is amazing. I have to recommend, though, if you're gonna watch this song, you should watch their performance where they perform in Yokohama in front of the Gundam.
I saw that. I actually
it's crazy good.
Yeah, it's, for those who don't know, the newest Gundam statue is in Yokohama, and it's bigger than the other Gundam statues that have been placed in Tokyo, and I think there's another one in Fukuoka, but the one in Yokohama is an actual, like, supposed to be life-size or life-scaled of a Gundam robot. And from what I understand is you can go there and buy tickets to go on the top of an observation deck, and you can see the Gundam move, and there's, like, it's very theatrical because, like, the head is moving, even the legs are moving as well, there's smoke all over. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
But the other ones that are in Japan also move as well, but this is a little bit more ambitious, because the limbs are actually, like, the legs are actually moving a little bit.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I remember the other ones. It was moving, but it wasn't like the legs didn't move, or it was kind of like staying in the same spot. So this one is like the movements are a little. It actually mimics like walking or like actual Gundam moves that they do.
Yeah.
It seems like?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I think that most of the Gundam statues, I could be wrong now, but they usually have a Gundam cafe pretty near the statues as well. And for those who are really into Gundam, they have those cafes usually have, like, you know, food themed Gundam stuff, also merch that you can not get outside of the thing as well.
Oh, wow.
But I do know that the one in Odaiba, that one is the Gundam Unicorn version, and in Odaiba they have an actual Gundam store. It's huge, by the way. It's like almost like the whole, it takes almost like the full, like, story of, or floor of that, of the building. It's crazy. If you're really into Gunpla building, you can get your Gunpla stuff there, and there's also really cool Gunpla models that are made from master builders around the country, to from different countries as well. So yeah, go check it out.
Oh my gosh, that sounds amazing. Speaking of anime music, we gotta give a shout out to the hottest anime of the year. Coming at number 3 and staying at its spot is Kickback by Kenshi Yonezu.
Number 3.
Bye.
Kenshi Yonezu is a Japanese musician, singer-songwriter, record producer, and illustrator.
Kickback is the opening for the new hit anime Chainsaw Man.
The music producer Daiki Tsuneta of King New and Millennium Parade, who co-arranged the song with Yonezu, appears in the music video alongside Yonezu.
This is a crazy song. It's like,
I love this song so much.
You love this song?
Yes. Especially they put the the beginning is like dun, 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 dun. It's they sampled the song from Morning Musume.
Oh my goodness. The Hello Project fan in you is like, awakened.
So if you, for those who are wondering what I'm talking about, the beginning of the song goes like this: Doryok Mirai, a beautiful star. Doryok Mirai, a beautiful star. And that line is very famous from another Morning Musume song, which is from Soda, We're Alive. And the beginning of the song also goes Doryok Mirai, a beautiful star. It's the same thing. And I'm like, oh my god! Oh my god! And so, and the song and the anime of Chainsaw Man, the opening, just everything, it's just references of other, like, movies, other pop culture references too. So if you guys are, like, really interested in the comparisons of the references in the song slash opening it for Chainsaw Man, I highly recommend you guys to, you know, do some snooping. There's a lot, but it's fun. There's like a lot of fun Easter eggs, and yeah.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that. I heard the song from the anime and I was like, whoa, this is pretty intense, because the show itself is pretty intense.
I know.
And I was like looking at the music video earlier today and I was just like, he's exercising and this is pretty cinematic. Like, there's a lot of things going on in this music video.
But I think like this, the song in general, or just like the anime Chainsaw Man, it's crazy, but there's so much comedic gold into it, which makes it very like, because like for me, when I was starting Chainsaw Man, I didn't think I was gonna enjoy it so much, just because I'm not really into the genre of gore, but what really brought me in is the main character Denji's funny personality. His
it's like
it's very childish, innocent, but endearing at the same time, and which makes it very enjoyable to see how a character like him is interacting with such a dark story premise, which is really nice about it. So
that's really interesting to know, like some people, like he's pretty simple-minded. Yeah, and you summed it right, like he's very childlike and the world is very dark, which is, I never really put that connection into, so that's interesting to see. For those of you who are watching, or maybe not watching, each of the endings of Chainsaw Man is like by a different artist, so there are a lot of songs and a lot of different ending animations for the anime itself. So I just never seen an anime where each ending of an episode is different.
Yeah, there's so much production that's happening in this anime, but it's honestly one of the most biggest anticipated anime that has been shown in years. Because usually for other shonen series, it's usually like, okay, maybe a small group of people really like the manga, mm-hmm. and then it blows up because the anime is good. But this has been like talking like when it was during its manga stages, people were talking so much about when is it going to become an anime. And so I applaud to them that they were able to deliver such great production value for the animation of the show or the series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy. That budget is like unlimited, it seems like. But you know what's also unlimited?
What?
If you want to hear extra songs on this episode, you need to join our Patreon club right now and become a Patreon star or a Patreon platinum donor, just so you can listen to some extra songs on this episode and hear me and Tassie's wonderful conversations. See the full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club.
Okie dokie. Our number two song that is also new on our list is I Love You by Back Number.
Number two.
が待って飛び方を教えてくれている親切にどうも僕もそんな風に軽やかでいられたら横切った猫に不安を打ち明けながら君に会いたくなる。どんな言葉が願いが景色が君を笑顔に幸せにするだろう。地図なんかないけど歩いて探して君に渡せたらいい。偶然と運命の違いは君の顔に書いてあって人生の意味はいつか君がくれた雨の中に入ってた。君の周りに浮かんだものに触れて何を作れるだろう。どれも些細で頼りない決意で僕の世界の模様はできてる。おしゃれではないけど唯一のダサさで君が笑う。「ああ」
会いたくなる。
Back Number is a Japanese rock power trio formed in 2004. The group consists of Iori Shimizu, lead vocals and guitar, Kazuya Kojima, bass guitar and backing vocals, and Hisashi Kurihara on drums.
The group's biggest hit is Christmas Song, which peaked at number one for 3 weeks on the Japan Hot 100 chart and was later certified million by the Recording Industry Association of Japan.
Back Number was asked to write the theme song for the next NHK morning drama series titled Maigagare, which premiered October the 3rd.
I Love You will be Back Number's first song to be featured on the established morning drama series. If anybody knows about me, I love me a good asadora. A morning... or if you guys don't know what asadora is, their morning drama series. And what's so great about it is that each episode is maybe roughly like 15 to 30 minutes long. But it's like, it lasts for a very long time. And yes, a lot of asadora... dramas. Usually the stereotype is that it's for like old people or housewives that like watch in the morning, but like I don't know, for me with asadora, it there's always a good message. It's always heartfelt. A lot of them are historical dramas too. Recently it's been more modern, but usually the asadora formula is they usually pick a very, I wouldn't say new, but they're kind of famous actors, and then like to pick as their main character of a thing, and mm-hmm. then and usually their career blows up because of the asadora.
I can see that. Yeah, I think I really enjoyed a few asadoras back in the day, but I haven't been keeping up. But you're right, they're very long, so,
so long.
You definitely have get to enjoy them for like a long time compared to your standard drama series.
But they're long because, like I said, they're shorter in episodes, mm-hmm. but they're aired almost every day. It's like
Which
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays. So 5 days of the week, you'll be watching them in the morning. Yes, they're 15 minutes long usually. So, yeah. This show in particular, Maigagare, will be airing 120 episodes in total, according mm-hmm. to my drama list. And... yeah, I just really like it. My favorite asadora up to date now is Ohisama.
And
Ohisama, I think you will know the actress Lydia. It's Mao Inoue.
Mao. Yes. She was in Boys Over Flowers.
Yes, and then the there was other actors you probably know as well, like Kento Nagayama, Tanaka Kei, Koda Kengo as well. So like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, there's like, usually when NHK shows, there's like a very, if not they're like a newcomer, they're very established, from what I gathered, I feel like a lot of asadoras are for actors very, like, I wouldn't say prestigious, but it's like it makes your resume really good.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then I guess the competition is very, like, tough to get that that spot to act in the Asadora, that's why.
Oh, totally. But yes, Ohi-sama, or also known as Sunshine, is about this girl living through World War II, and you see her move to a rural town where she before was from Tokyo, and you just see how, you know, she grows up during World War II, and it follows her from like elementary till like old age. I don't know. I just love it so much. It's all the characters are so charming. It follows like major events in World War II in Japan as well. What like how people back then like reacted to like let's say food shortages during like the war. Just like how people, you know, lived their lives back in the day. And I think it's so charming, and I highly recommend it to those who've never watched an Asadora.
I think I've never I've watched it. I think the only Asadora that I really followed was Ama-chan, which was about the girl who wants to become like those divers, like the female divers that dig for like sea urchins and other kind of deep sea stuff. But I think this is an Asadrama that I want to check out because it not only has like historical context, like you can learn about the history and the people, but it's interesting to see how like one actress, like I guess they have multiple different actresses, but it's interesting to see like her going through the different life stages and seeing how she grows, which is amazing.
It's so much fun. Another one that I also recommend is called Gochisousan. And
yes. That rings a bell.
And Anne Watanabe, who is the daughter of Ken Watanabe, you know, Japan's top leading actors, stars in this Asadora, and it's great too. It's about this girl growing up in I'm not sure if it's like I think it's probably after World War II, but she's becomes a very good cook. And yeah, I can't really say more of that because it'll ruin the story, but you should also watch that as well. But Carnation's also good as well. Oh, there's like what I really like about Asadora is just that the female leads are so likable that you're like, you just want to root for them the whole time.
And you get to root for them every single day because there's like 120 episodes. But the sad thing about it is you need to rely on subtitles. That brings us our number one song of the episode, which moved up 3 spots. We have Subtitle by Official Hige Dandyism.
Number 1. 凍りついた心には太陽をそして僕が君にとってそのポジションをそんなだいぶ傲慢な思い込みをこじらせてたんだよごめんね笑ってやって焼け土しそうなほどのポジティブの冷たさと残酷さに気づいたんだよ きっと君に渡したいものはもっと品より熱いもの綺麗事じゃないけど否定で揺るぎないもの上辺よりも胸の奥の奥を温めるもの理想だけはあるけど心のどこ探してもまるで見つからないんだよ 伝えたい伝わらないその不条理が今きつく縛り付けんだよ
Oh, そばに立ってても不必要に汗をかいてしまう僕なんかもどうしたって生ぬるくて君を痛めつけてしまうのだろう手のひらが熱いほど心は冷たいんでしょ冗談でもそんな残酷なこと言わないでよ別に言えばいいけど全人生をかけてもちゃんと覆さしてよ救いたい救われたいこのイコールが今優しく剥がしていくんだよ
Official Hige Dandism is a Japanese pop band formed in Shimane, Japan in 2012 by Satoshi Fujihara, lead vocals and piano, Daisuke Ozasa, lead guitar backing vocals, Makoto Narazaki, bass saxophone backing vocals, and Masaki Matsuda, drums, percussion, and backing vocals.
Subtitle is the theme song of the Fuji TV drama series Silent.The song debuted at number 3 on the Japanese Billboard.
Not surprising. Official Hige is...
I'm not surprised either.
Official Hige dominates the charts anytime. It's... Okay. Singers, I think, that are always going to like have a guaranteed domination in charts is Official Hige, Hoshino Gen, probably Bump of Chicken...Aimeon, Ado, and Yoasobi. Those are the 6, I think. Oh, and Fujikaze. But, like, guaranteed, they're going to be on a spot, spot somewhere.
On the top, yeah, I think so, too, on the countdown. Like, I don't think there's a week that has gone by that maybe one of them was on the chart. But, and this month, all of them are.
Look at them.
Exactly. And, I just want to give a shout out to the drama series Silent.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually super popular in Japan right now. And it's about a story about this girl and guy. They met when they're young, I think high school. And the guy actually lost his ability to speak. So it's silent, like he can't talk anymore. And he has to use sign language. And the whole drama, like, it's actually pretty interesting. Like the actors and actresses, they're... they're talking in ASL, and there's subtitles while they're talking in sign language, and there's no noise. So it's like a pretty interesting take on this whole aspect, this whole community. And it stars, I forgot her name, that girl who's super popular. Like, we all don't remember the names. We remember, like, the faces and all that stuff. And don't remember her name. What's her name? Kawaguchi Haruna. Mm. She was in Orient Host Club, the live action.
Oh!
She was in the Yakuza. Oh, what was that? You know that Yakuza one? Gochi Shufuro. Like, the Yakuza who is a house... The house husband.
Oh, the way of a house husband.
Yes. Yeah, like, she was pretty big. And then the main actor is Johnny's. His name is Meguro Den from Snowman.
Of course you're watching because of Johnny's.
I actually haven't really fully got into the drama yet. I've been watching some other things, but I'm interested to watch this because it seems like a very interesting concept, and but it seems sad, which I kind of don't want to cry.
it's been a hot minute since I've watched a Japanese drama.
Mm-hmm.
I've been wanting to watch one in a while. It's just that, like, when you dive into any dramas, unlike how it is for animes is only like maybe tops 30 minutes, but a drama on the other hand is like an hour long.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So there's a lot I want to watch so badly. Same with like K-dramas as well.
Oh gosh, yeah. And I don't know. I just want to, do you want your heartstrings to be tugged, Tassie?
Oh,
I
please.
Like the dramas.
Please. Well, I'm almost done with the school semester, so maybe I can watch them with...
No, binge watch all the dramas.
Oh, hell yes, girlfriend.
And the Asadoras and the Spy Families. Just everything.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, did you guys enjoy our episode? We're not done quite yet. We have more extra songs for you guys to listen to. Our first extra song is an indie spotlight by the group called Non-Sweet. And their song is called By Your Side.
Together, don't hide away the flame inside your heart. Light a fire burning. with the five of us together, we can change the world. And through all of these years, through the pain and the tears, wherever we are, no matter how far, be who we are until the very end of time. When the world comes crashing down, we'll rise. Watch the sun and stand our ground. Lift my head. And even when you feel like you are gonna break, shout it out and don't be afraid, 'cause in the end,
Nonsuite is a J-pop music group based in Vancouver, Canada, composed of five women who sing in English and Japanese.
By Your Side is their fifth single that was released on November 25th, 2022. Japanese song producer Chun composes songs for the group, and members Jessica, Stella, Emily, Nina, and Miu create the lyrics, choreography, and concepts for each release. By Your Side features Yuki from Visual K rock band Lucifer on guitar.
Nonsuite has performed at music festivals and cultural events in Vancouver and were guests at Anime Expo 2022 and Northwest Idol Fest 2022. Their music can be found on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Music.
I'm so impressed by the production. I never knew that there was idol groups in the West. So it's nice to know that like there's a subgenre of that in the Northern American hemisphere.
It is. Yeah. Especially for like a shout out to fellow Canadians. And this whole song is sung in English, which is great.
It is really great. And as a as an idol lover connoisseur of some sort.
Oh, definitely.
This really ticks off all the elements of what an idol song / music video should look like, and it's great. Everyone's cute, the aesthetic is great. I'm excited to follow another group. I feel like even so, like, it's a subgenre that like normally you won't see in the Western Hemisphere. Like, there's people like me and also like other people in the West are like big idol music, and this is great.
I think so too. Actually, the song is so catchy, and I kind of really like the guitar, the electric guitar that's on, and the dance is very cute.
I don't know if you know other idol groups so much.
Maybe the male idol groups,
Well, how I would describe this group's sound, it kind of reminds me of Idol Street, the group. Do you know Idol Street?
I think I've heard of it, but please tell.
Idol Street is like it's kind of like Hello Project, where it in its umbrella they have like other idol groups, and one of the notable groups you probably know is Wasuta, World Standard Idols, or another group that you might know is like Cheeky Parade too, or what else? I think there's E-Girls? I could be wrong. No, E-Girls is AVEX, but it just reminds me of like Idol Street Idols music.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I guess they have some influences, right? From the Japanese idol scene. But it's interesting that they can make it like their own kind of music, and they own the idol scene in Canada, which is great.
Good luck to you girls, because I will be following your journey.
Yeah, they're very sweet for a group that's named Nonsuite.
Totally.
All right. We really appreciate you guys listening to this episode. So next week, Haru and I will bring you the latest news episode in a week. We're going to be featuring all the highlights from November to December, so don't forget to check that out. And we just want to say thank you so much for listening to this episode. It's been a pleasure. Signing out, this was Lydia.
And this was Tassie. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet-setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.